Hello, and welcome to the Let Me Take You Higher podcast. I am Mr. Villain, your host. And welcome to a world where reality and myth blur, where the unseen walk among us, and where your wildest dreams or darkest fears can come true with a single wish. Tonight, we journey into the desert, the land of sand and mystery, where the djinn, born of smokeless fire, have roamed for eons. Beware, for these beings are as old as time itself, capable of granting wishes or bringing destruction. Keep your wits about you, and let's dive into the mystical and dangerous world of the djinn. The djinn, or djinn, are spiritual entities mentioned in both pre-Islamic Arabian mythology and in Islamic theology. In the Quran, they are said to have been created from smokeless fire, while humanity was made from clay with the ability to shapeshift, manipulate the elements, and influence human behavior, the djinn are viewed as both tricksters and guardians. Some are benevolent, helping humans along their path, while others are malicious and nefarious in their intent. They're driven by envy, jealousy, and even rage. Their resentment towards humankind knows no bounds. Their existence has long been intertwined with the lives of people in the Middle East, with stories of Djinn intervening in daily affairs, granting wishes, causing misfortune, or haunting places and objects. Djinn can take many forms, from that of animals to humans, or even terrifying shadowy figures that bring a chill to the night. In a way, the Djinn are like spiritual outlaws, often independent and unpredictable. Some might aid humans for a price, but others might simply lead them into madness or doom for their own pleasure. But are these beings simply legends, or do they hold a more sinister reality? The origin of the Djinn dates back to pre-Islamic Arabian folklore. Before Islam, the desert tribes believed that the Djinn lived in a remote or desolate place, such as caves, abandoned ruins, or the edges of the desert. Nomads told stories of travelers who went mad after encountering the Djinn in the wilderness, claiming these entities could possess the weak-minded or those who dared to enter their domain unprepared. When Islam spread across the Arabian Peninsula, the Djinn were woven into its theology. According to Islamic belief, Djinn are neither purely good nor evil. They have free will, just like humans, and can choose to be righteous or wicked. They are, however, different from the angels, who are seen as purely obedient to God. This free will has made the Djinn a source of fear and fascination, for their motives are often inscrutable. Djinn are divided into different types. Ma'arid, the most powerful of the Djinn, often seen as the rulers of their kind, known for granting wishes, though usually at a steep price. Ifrit, usually malevolent and vengeful. The Ifrit are destructive beings, sometimes associated with fire and chaos. Ghoul, these are shape-shifting Djinn that haunted graveyards, preying on human flesh, often thought to be inspiration behind zombie and vampire myths in other cultures. Shaitan, the Djinn most commonly linked to evil. These beings tempt humans towards sin and despair, much like the devils in Western traditions. Each of these types has distinct traits, but all share a connection to the unseen world, a realm just beyond our reach, but close enough to touch our lives. The Djinn tales have been immortalized in works such as 1001 Nights, where trickery and magic often stem from interactions with these entities. One famous story is that of Aladdin and the Magic Lamp, where a Djinn is bound to grant wishes. Though such relationships rarely end well for those who seek easy power. Historically, occultists and mystics from the Islamic Golden Age, such as Al-Ghazali and Al-Kindi, wrote about the Djinn's influence in metaphysical studies. Some claim to have summoned or controlled them through rituals, seeking knowledge or power. One legend speaks of King Solomon himself controlling a legion of Djinn to build his grand temple. as he was said to possess a magical ring, gave him dominion over these creatures. Some Sufi mystics, on the other hand, sought to communicate with the djinn for spiritual insight, believing that the djinn could provide guidance from the unseen world. But, as with any attempt to control the unknown, these dealings were fraught with danger. Let's play devil's advocate here. Are the djinn truly supernatural beings? Or are they simply the embodiment of human fears, a psychological explanation for the unexplainable? In modern times, many continue to believe in the djinn possession, attributing mental illness, bad luck, or misfortune to these entities. Islamic exorcisms, known as ruya, are still performed to rid people of the djinn that are believed to be inhabiting their bodies or homes. But is this belief rooted in ancient superstition, or could there be something more? The djinn also appear frequently in modern pop culture, often as wish-granting beings in movies like Aladdin, or as evil spirits in horror films. But these portrayals rarely capture the true, complex nature of the djinn from ancient stories. So are the djinn really or merely reflections of human fear, desire, and the unknown? Modern media tends to simplify the concept of the djinn into either benevolent wish-givers or malevolent spirits that haunt and possess. But the true nature of these beings lies in their unpredictability. Movies like Wishmaster or Djinn offer dark interpretations of what happens when humans see power beyond their control. These films play on the idea of twisted desires and the old adage, be careful what you wish for. The deeper truth that the djinn represent not just the unknown, but also the consequences of meddling with forces beyond human comprehension or understanding. Real-life encounters with the djinn are still reported, especially in Middle Eastern countries. People claim to hear strange whispers in the wind, feel an invisible presence watching over them, or witness objects moving on their own. Some even describe sleep paralysis as the work of a djinn, sitting their chest and preventing them from waking, even stealing their breath. The djinn are more than just mythical creatures. They represent a fundamental human struggle, the temptation of power, and the consequence of desire. They serve as reminders of the unseen forces that shape our world, and how not all that glitters is gold. Sometimes, the most dangerous wish is the one that's granted. As the winds of the desert die down, and the fire flickers to an end, remember, whether real or imagined, the djinn have left their mark on humanity's fears and dreams alike. Be careful what you wish for, and always beware of the smokeless fire. Until next time, sleep tight.
And that's a wrap on this episode of Let Me Take You Higher, the podcast. Big thanks to our special guests, and a huge shout out to our incredible sponsors, You guys are literally the wind beneath our podcast wings. Remember, this show was dreamed up and brought to life by yours truly, Mr. Villain, and it's all made possible by BC Entertainment LLC, a proud subsidiary of Big Cheddar Music LLC. All rights are reserved by BC Entertainment, so don't even think about touching that dial without permission. Until next time, keep your minds elevated and your vibes higher. This is Mr. Villain signing off. Stay tuned, stay sharp, and stay forever gifted and lifted.
Unfold.